The following is brought to you in association with and from a proud partner of the Shining Wizards Network. Entertainment here.
You're listening to Pure Rock Radio. Feed your addiction! Yeah!
Metal. This is Radioactive Metal, your source for news, views, tunes, and interviews. Here are your hosts, Snowy, Rock, Kareen, and Aaron.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to a special Mary Had a Lot of Bands episode of Radioactive Metal. You know what? This is kind of a special episode, so we're not even going to number this one. I'm Snowy White.
And I'm Kareen.
Hey, brah, how's it going? Here's a voice I hadn't heard on this show in a while. I'm so excited. How are you?
I'm good. Oh, I know. It's been a while. I think a couple weeks or so, you know.
But it was definitely for very good reason. The whole impetus behind this special episode. But actually, you know what? As you know, our regular listeners will know, the last few episodes we haven't even had a creature feature on. We haven't even had any interviews on. It's just Aaron and I sitting down with the Lemmys and the Brewskis and just yapping about what's going on in the music scene. And I think the main reason as to why we didn't have a creature feature on is because all of them were at the Maryland Death Festival.
Dun, dun, yeah, la. We were. I'm not even sorry for that.
And yes. You were there too. That is exciting.
Yeah. Thank you for noticing. It was a great fucking time.
It sounds like it. And when I found out that you were going and all that, and it's just like, okay, we have to do something with this. And I thought, you know what, how about a Maryland Death Festival like post game show where we'll just sit down and we'll pour ourselves a cup of True Cavalt coffee, and then we'll just you share with the listeners, you know, all the experience, what you saw, what you did, you know, everything legal that you'll want to share. And we'll get into some tunes, and we'll have all sorts of good stuff. How does that sound?
Yeah, that sounds like a fantastic time.
Right on. Well, first and foremost, before we get on with the festivities, I do want to say this special episode of Radioactive Metal is brought to you by the good folks at True Cavalt Coffee.
Woo-hoo.
Yeah, TRVEKVLTCoffee.com. Go and check them out right now. This is, oh my god, I love this so much, because True Cavalt Coffee is a product made by metalheads, you know, for metalheads. And You know what, Karina? I listen to a lot of like non-music podcasts. A lot of pro wrestling podcasts and movie podcasts and all that. And like they have some of the most bizarre sponsors.
Yeah.
You know, it's just like that have like absolutely nothing to do with what that particular show is about. There's this one podcast, they talk about men's underwear, and another one is talking about another one I hear all the time is some Viagra type knockoff and all that. What the hell has this got to do with anything? So I'm particularly proud of Radioactive Metal because everything, like our sponsor, is 100% metal. It's all about metal, which this is what this show is all about. So I implore everyone, truecobaltcoffee.com. Contact them, get a subscription to this amazing, I don't want to use the word product, but this amazing metal thing. There's all sorts of good stuff going on with the website. And when you get a subscription, you know, they actually set you up with some really cool tunes. I know if you put in a new subscription before June 14th, True Cavalt Coffee will set you up with some really cool tunes. A couple records I'm really excited about, including the re-release of the debut record from Destructor, who we've had Dave Overkill on the show earlier, as well as new material from Temple of the Fuzz Witch. Great stuff. So you'll want to get a hold of the people at True Cavalt Coffee. Take out a subscription, get some awesome coffee, hear some wicked tunes. You cannot go wrong. Before we get into our conversation, though, Kareen, I know...
Yes.
Let's drop a track, shall we? Because I got a mitt full of tunes here from bands that you saw at the Maryland Death Fest. And let's start it off with a band that I know you were particularly interested in, and that's Scour. So let's go with the title track.
Hi, John.
Let's go with the title track from their EP, Red.
Ooh.
No, Colonel, no,
Okay, first and foremost, I gotta assume that you had a good time.
You don't have to assume. I definitely had a good time. Dude, that's a fact.
Right on, right on. This was your first Maryland Death Fest? Because I know you have ties to the Baltimore area.
Dude, I learned when I was there visiting my grandmother as well, mm-hmm. that I don't have just ties. I have deep fucking roots to Baltimore and Baltimore City. Like, deep, deep. Like, holy shit. Like, if she says you're deep, you're not deep enough. That's how fucking deep the roots are.
Okay. So it's kind of like a little return trip home as well.
Yeah. And you know, this time, I could say it was the first time in a long time that I visited Maryland and I didn't have a bad time.
Oh, I know. That's good, but another part of me goes, that's kind of sad to hear that, but...
Well, you know, it's okay. We're not going to get into that part.
No. I'm just, okay, part. That's... No, I'm just... I just wanted to make sure that you had a good time. It seemed like that's one hell of a bill. Like, I have the lineup right here in front of me, and it's like, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Holy shit. And you saw all 4 days for the most part?
Yeah, I did. I went all 4 days. Mm-hmm. I missed out on some major bands. I didn't see Deicide.
Okay.
Which was kind of a downer, and I really wanted to see Vomitory, but they did not make it to Maryland Death Fest, where I guess you Canadians prevented them from coming over here. So Immolation took over their spot.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's
so they ended up playing two spots.
Right on. We actually got we got Immolation coming up here soon. Two. Okay. When you first saw the lineup, okay, uh-huh. and it's like, oh, that's actually back home and all that. What were you stoked for? Like, was it just the event in general, or were there particular bands?
No, okay. So, I got a story behind this one.
Okay.
So, when I decided to go to Maryland Death Fest, I wanted to make 125,000% sure I could bring a camera. That is no joke. I know it's weird, but that was my number one concern. It wasn't who was playing, it was can I bring a camera?
Mm-hmm.
That was my deciding factor. And then once I found out that I could go and once I found out that I could bring my camera with me, it was a no-brainer. Then I started looking at the lineup, and then I was like, oh my god, Scour! Oh my god!
Yeah.
All these amazing bands! The Hell Messiah is there? What? I start going nuts.
Right on.
you just don't know the fangirl that came out of me while I was there. It was nuts.
Right on. Which what would you say, like, was your favorite set? Like, what were some of the highlights for you?
Dude, Pestilence blew me the fuck away.
Oh, right on.
Pestilence fucking was amazing. Like, holy shit. God damn, Pestilence, where the fuck did you come from? From the dark age of hell? Because that's what was brought on stage. It was like, whoa! And them and Fleshcrawl did a phenomenal job, too.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, no doubt.
But one of the great locals that isn't local to me, but is local to the, I believe it's the New York area, is Hellbent.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know how local they are anymore, because they're signed to Horror, Pain, Gore, Death. Their record came across my desk, and I was kind of itching to play it, but then when I saw, oh, you know what, Crane's going to be seeing them at the Maryland Death Fest, I should probably hold off playing them, so this is going to be a perfect opportunity to... What did you think of them? Because their new record blew me away.
Oh, they were great. I just feel like the venue that they played at should have played at Ram's Head, and the reason being is because they're like their sound is so powerful. Hellbent Sound, the vocalist just puts out like a fucking powerhouse of I don't even know what to call it. It was like the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse when he opened his mouth and did all these crazy fucking gutters, and oh my god, it was amazing. But the problem is I couldn't really hear his vocals because it I don't know, the sound system couldn't take it.
Right.
Like it was, I'm serious, it was that fucking powerful. Like it was like I was right by the speaker, and I have to put, when I take photos, because I was there to take photos for them, and I put my earplugs in because I get right next to the speakers, and when I do that I can actually hear all the sounds.
Mm-hmm.
And like I could, his vocals just, they weren't like, I could hear him without the mic because the mic wasn't working. But if I didn't have my, if I didn't have those earplugs in, I probably wouldn't have been able to hear them. But it was pretty intense.
Right on. It's definitely, that's, like I said, that's a band that definitely has caught my attention lately. And I'm sure glad you got a chance to check them out. And you mentioning Pestilence and Fleshcrawl. Okay, these are bands, including Unleashed as well. These are bands that, you know, are veterans. They go back as part of that early 90s death metal explosion that not only from Florida, but that Europe produced in Sweden and all that. So those bands were right in the middle of it. And when I saw that lineup and that they were on, and it's like, holy geez, Quinn's going to have one hell of a good time. I got it kind of in front of me, so I'm going to throw a couple bands out to you. If hopefully you got a chance to see them, just to give me maybe your reaction and all that.
Yeah,
I want to know.
It's going to be hard, dude. It's going to be really hard for me to tell you what they are because I think it was Friday night. I was like running from venue to venue trying to catch bands because there was like only 15 minutes in between.
Right.
So I do have a hard time remembering some of them. So if you name them, I can probably remember.
I need you to come closer to your mic.
Oh, am I far away?
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm trying to do two things at once.
You're trying to multitask.
Sorry, I'm doing too many things at once. Yeah. I'm just trying to finish dinner. So, all right. Yeah, you could definitely try to shoot for them. I'm gonna try to have a list. As well, because there was one band I did see, but some of the bands I didn't even get the names of.
Right. Okay. Well, who is this band that you have on the tip of your brain right at this moment?
I want to say I saw. Oh Jesus! I think I saw them. I think I saw I can't even pronounce it.
Imbludgement. I don't even know what that is.
No, it's a band. I know.
Yeah, but I have the list right here.
Yeah, but I also mentioned to you that there were some that I didn't add on because I had to go through my pictures.
Oh, okay. All right. No. I'm looking at, like, a flyer for the whole thing. One of the bands that I would have been really psyched to see, and the only way I'm ever going to see this band is if I have to travel to see them, Mortician. Did you catch them?
What time do they play?
I have no idea.
I have the whole, where are they at? No, I did not catch them.
Oh, that's definitely one for sure that I would have wanted to have seen. That's too bad. And I see all as well, and this is kind of the old school stuff, Carnivore AD. It was also on the bill, and now that might have been...
No, I did not see them either.
A little bit before your time. What Carnivore... Well, you will know who Typo Negative is. You remember Typo well. Peter Steele, his band before Typo Negative, he was in a band called Carnivore. And now, with the loss of Pete Steele, there is no Typo Negative. The surviving members of Carnivore AD are of Carnivore are back now with the whole Carnivore AD, which seems to be a thing now. And I see here DRI is an old favorite of mine as well. I hope you caught
I
that.
did not, no, I did not catch DRI
Okay.
because I was watching Messiah.
Oh, okay. That's actually, yeah, because you'll have a better opportunity in the future to see DRI than Messiah.
Of course. Well, no offense to DRI fans, but DRI comes through Florida all the fucking time. I mean, they're always here.
Oh, no doubt, no doubt.
But Messiah? No fucking way. Am I shit? I will never. I'm like actually going through some of the photos now, and I also saw. Did I put the Chasm down? Okay. Yes, I saw them. Dude, there was one point in time where it was the first day I was there, and I was at Ram's Head, and I believe it was during. Might have been after church, during church burn or after church burn, but. The first day I was there, my ass got knocked to the ground.
Oh, how did that happen?
I don't know, a huge freaking mosh pit, seriously, a huge one just broke out. And some big guy just came barreling into me while I was taking photos and I went down.
Oh, shit, it
And
happens.
there she goes.
That's why, okay, like I make sure there's me, there's between, there's the pit, me, and then whatever young lady is accompanying me at a show or whatever. I'm always on the lookout for them. Then how was, okay, it's over 4 days,
Yeah, it
right?
was,
And
yeah.
various venues, but the venues were close to one another, right?
Correct.
And you kind of like they tried to stagger them.
Yeah, it was crazy. So, like, I'll give you a great example. When you asked me if I saw DR, if you, if I saw DRI, so Messiah played from 11:10 to 12 o'clock.
All right.
DRI played at 11:40 to 12:30. So, if I went and saw DRI, I would have had to literally cut my time short by not only 20 minutes, I would have to actually probably had to cut by 30 minutes, so that way I could actually get out of the venue. So that's about, 5 minutes, depending on how crazy it was, because it was pretty fucking crazy. So I didn't want to do that. I was like, forget it. I'll just take my chance and just I'll sit and watch the Messiah.
It
And
would
I'm glad I
probably
did.
be the best idea. Yeah, as well. Okay, before we get into some tunes here, I was just kind of maybe go just like this what like describe a typical day. Like you show up to the venue, then what do you do?
Me?
Yeah.
Well, because the venues are inside, but a lot of the activities were outside. I literally I go and I walk myself down Baltimore Street and walk right
Okay.
to the venues. And I just checked myself in and that was it. I know it sounds really like what? But no, there wasn't a whole lot of like activity. There was like small vendors, but there wasn't a lot of vendors. There wasn't like I didn't stay to like because everybody who had something to buy was everything was outside. But it wasn't like everybody's merch booth. It was almost like a condensed merch booth. So you had like everybody's patch on one table, shirts and things like that. So, but I did, however, get the chance to talk to the guys from Decibel Magazine.
Oh, there we go.
And let me tell you, I fucked up talking to them.
Okay, I have to hear this. I have to hear
So,
this.
yeah, so I was pretty drunk.
That's your first mistake.
Yeah, oh my God, it was fucking terrible. They laughed at me, but for good reason. So I was pretty drunk, and I'm walking out of the venue, and like I said, there's not a whole lot happening outside, and I saw that the Decibel magazine was going to be there, so I went to find them, and there they are with a little table, literally in the middle of the fucking like area. Like it's this little table, and it's just the three of them. And it's so I walk up and I'm like, "Dad," I said, "Decibel magazine, huh?" God.
Oh, jeez.
The guy goes, "You mean decibel?" I'm like, yeah, decibel. Decibel, whatever. Yes, I really fucking did.
Did you tell them why you said decibel?
I did, and I spent like the next 25, 30 minutes probably talking to them in a drunken, just talking to them.
Okay.
It was a good time, but yeah, I met the three major honchos there, and they were pretty fun. Gave them my business card.
Right on. Cool. Okay, maybe refresh our listeners as to the whole thing behind Decibel here.
Oh, yeah, I can't remember why I can't remember the reason why I said it, but I do know that I brought it up on the to you guys one time that it was Decibel magazine. Decibel.
Basically, you accidentally called it Decibel. Okay, and the funny thing about that is, just a couple days later, my buddy Ducky as well said Decibel magazine, and I'm like, "Well, is this a generational thing that this next generation, you know, can't for some reason can't read the word decibel and all that?" So it's kind of been an ongoing joke here on this show. So having an opportunity to share that with the guys at Decibel and all that, that's awesome. That's just for me personally, because I read that magazine every month and all that. Mm-hmm. It just like that would be the highlight for me, because I assume Albert Mudrian was one of the guys that you spoke to, the big guy, the head honcho.
He was, and we joked about Cataclysm.
Oh, okay.
And it was very interesting for sure.
Right on. Well, I got a whole whack of other things that I do want to mention and I want to talk about, but maybe we should get into a song, because like I said, I'm itching to play some of that Hellbent from their latest record, Apocalyptic Lamentations. This is Welcome to the Dirt.
We'll be right back.
want to know, in your words, what are some of the other bands that you saw and who really impressed you?
I saw, I'm not going to butcher their name, Anal Nathrock.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know who you're talking about. I've been looking at that name for more than 20 years now, and I've probably never, I'll never pronounce it, but I got a fair idea. I got a fair idea.
Is it Anal? Like Anal Nathrock?
I imagine it's Anal. Yeah.
Anal Nathrock. I don't even know what the fuck that's supposed to mean.
Neither do I, and I should know. After all these years, I should know by now.
That's horrible, isn't it?
Well, hey, it's another language and all that. And the majority of, like, I read, you know, I get most of my information, like, from magazines and all that. So I read these names. I hardly, you know, hear them, you know, unless I find, you know, an interview or whatever on a podcast that'll cover it, like ourselves. And all that. So, and if I don't do that, well, I can only go by with what we can kind of figure out ourselves. What else did you see?
I know I definitely saw, where are they at? I saw Brutality.
Mm-hmm. Another veteran band, yeah.
Yeah, I definitely saw Brutality. And I saw Borknagar.
Borknagar! Yeah, they were one of the headliners, I guess.
They were, I don't know where they're from, but their music was really interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they were pretty interesting. I did see Messiah.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome.
And Mortuary.
Oh, yes, yes. Oh, my God. Yes, I'm so green about that. Yeah, I'm an old school Mortuary fan from way back.
They were really cool. I did not see Neckbeard Death Camp.
Oh, okay.
I know. I meant to go see them, and I was going to, but I was hanging out with my family, so
mm-hmm.
I had to take my cut losses. And
right.
I also did not see Voivod.
Okay.
I really wanted to see Voivod, but I did not see them. And I'm pretty sure I saw a band called Ripakulu.
I don't know.
I saw Come to Grief. And I definitely probably saw Ripakulu.
Oh, okay. That's one of the... Yeah, no. That doesn't ring a bell.
Yeah, I don't know. There was some crazy voodoo juju band up there. Like, dark-ass lights and playing, like, black metal and just instrumentation.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to say that was Ripakulu, but I can't remember.
Yeah, I have no idea.
It's crazy. There's some photos that I have that I'm like, who the fuck are these people? I don't know who they are. And I never really... Yeah, I think this was the band. They're from Finland.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, yeah. They've been around since 1990.
Mm-hmm. Holy shit, really?
Yeah.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, they came out with a demo in 1992, but the lead guitarist died. And they were on hold for 2 years, and then they came back with an EP in 2014.
If
they were on hold for 2 years from the time of the death, but came out with it, I don't know.
Okay. Yeah, no, they're not ringing a bell. Was there... Did you kind of have, like, a set or a band that... Okay, I'm not really too familiar with who these guys are, but they totally blew me away. Like, you're now a fan for life of... band of this band.
Well, definitely Pestilence.
Oh, okay.
And yeah, definitely Pestilence, and I really enjoyed Hellbent.
Mm-hmm.
For fucking sure. And I want to say I also saw Naglfar.
Right.
Pretty sure I saw them. Dude, like I said, I really can't remember.
This is why you guys gotta write shit down. This generation doesn't know what a notepad is.
Dude, shut up. I took photos and I look at the photo. Look, no, this is how I find out who I sold because I take photos, okay? And then I take and look at the time the photos were taken, and then I can go back and look at the roster. Be like, oh, I took this photo at 5:15. What was happening at 5:15? Oh, hey, Churchburn was playing. That's how I fucking do it.
Right on. Okay, we're going to get to another song here. I'm actually itching to play some Mortuary here.
Yeah, you should, because they're awesome.
What was your favorite set out of the whole evening, or the whole festival?
Scour was definitely hands down favorite. But I do believe that Pestilence, I think I already said that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Fleshcrawl was definitely a runner-up, and so was Hellbent.
Right on. Excellent stuff. Good, I really dig that. I really dig Fleshcrawl, too. They are a really cool old-school band. But like I said, really itching for a reason to play some Mortuary from their Blackened Images debut record way back in the day before Kryn. Definitely. This is Abyss Angel.
We'll be right back.
No doubt one of the highlights was the Mighty Flesh Crawl. That is Perpetual Dawn from their Descent into the Absurd debut record way back when. That's the thing about this bill, you know, that I'm digging the most. It's just those, the amount of those veteran bands from way back then, you know, like just, yeah, you mentioned Pestilence and we talked Mortician, Unleashed. But when I look at a lot of these other bands, you know, Benediction, like, holy shit. Cryptic Slaughter, we're now going under the name Low Life, just due to all those, you know, all those legal mumbo-jumbos, like the Cro-Mags Devourment. Like, oh my god, like, just, I'm gonna have to make it out next year, I think.
Yeah, I would say you would have to. Like, it's not an excuse. You really should think about it at least.
I'm definitely. Imagine like every band had like a merch booth or merch to sell. Did you pick anything up in the way of merch?
No, I actually didn't buy anything.
Well, I honestly don't know. The options probably just would have overwhelmed me. It's like, oh my god, what would I buy? I don't know. It's something that I have to think about because I'm making my way out to the Quebec Death Festival in Montreal in September, and it's put on by the same people that do the Maryland Death Fest. Mm-hmm. All right. So that's one hell of a lineup, and it's like, oh my god, when I'm in front of the merch booth, the options will definitely be overwhelming. I heard the Hell's Headbangers were there. Did you catch up with anyone there?
I wouldn't say I caught up with any one particular. I stopped at the booth and they were still setting up. Mm-hmm. And they told me to come back. But I didn't really, I don't remember whom I spoke with.
Okay.
Yeah, like I couldn't give you a name. I know it was a female.
Okay. Well.
That's about it.
Got you, bad duck. All right. Because we have had members of you know, from House Headbangers on the show, and I heard our good buddy Justin, one of the co-hosts of the Hellcast podcast and a main man behind Hell's Headbangers, was going to be there. I was hoping you would have had a chance to catch up with him and introduce yourself and all that. And before we get on out of here, once again, like I said, it's kind of a unique episode. I just wanted to sit down tonight and, you know, talk with you, share your experience with our listeners. There was a Winnipeg contingency went down there.
Yes.
My good friend and Radioactive Metal alumni, Winnipeg model Crystal Vandalism, made her way down there. Did you get a chance to catch up to her? Did you get a chance?
So it was a weird situation all around. It was just weird, but
okay.
We tried to connect, but I am almost 120% certain that she ended up crowd surfing right past me as I was taking photos.
Ah.
Okay. And like, I want to say she was, because she said, and I can't remember the band because there's so many of them.
Mm-hmm.
But she said that she was there crowd surfing, and I'm like, well, I was right there taking photos, so I'm pretty sure she did. But I really don't know what she looks like. I don't really know what she looked like. So she sent me a picture of what she looked like, and she was with somebody, and I still couldn't fucking find them. It was horrible. Like, it was horrible for me because I wanted to meet up because I had some stuff to give her to give to you, so I don't have to ship it to you.
Oh, okay.
It was just easier just to give it to her, and then, but that didn't happen.
Okay. Well, another time. I have to admit, I was kind of a little nervous, knowing, oh no, they're going to meet and they're going to catch up, because what do girls like to do? Girls like to yak. They like to yak and gossip and so I know.
If you were face to face
with Miss Vandalism, I know the first thing out of your mouth would have been, "All right. So, tell me what that asshole is really like."
Oh no, I would never fucking say that. Yes, or I probably might ask something like that.
You would, yes, you would, yeah. Okay, what's Snowy really like? You're with him all the time, and I only get to see him, you know, over the Skype and all that. So it's really, so I was a little nervous. But oh well, another time. So, would next year? Are you
going? I'm hoping to go next year.
Right. I'm thinking, like, this has been around for quite a while. We've had Winnipeg bands play it. I know our good friend Corey Thomas has played it with a couple of his bands, have gone down and all that. I think this was was 17, Maryland Death Fest 17. So hopefully you could make this an annual thing.
I hope so. That would be pretty cool.
Right on. So, well, I'm glad you had a good time. Let's go out with another band here that I know that you caught, and I hope you enjoyed. Let's go out with some Church Burn, sort of the title track. Yeah, sort of the title track with their None Shall Live Hymns of Misery record. I'm glad you had a good time. I'm going to see what I can do about getting my butt down there, and I'll bring Crystal with me as well in the meantime and in between time. That's it. This has been a Mary Had a Lot of Bands episode of Radio... That's clever, eh?
Hey!
Radioactive Metal. I'm Snowy White.
This is Corrine.
Signing off.
Visit us at radioactivemetal.org or go to iTunes for past episodes and write a review. Listen to us live every Thursday night on purerockradio.net. You can also listen to us on Stitcher.com, TuneIn.com, Google Play, and all other podcast aggregators. You can purchase the music featured in this episode by going to radioactivemetal.org and clicking on the episode link. Leave us a voicemail. We want to hear from you. Call 321-80-HEAVY or 321-804-3289. We may even play it on the show. Email us at radmetal666@gmail.com. with suggestions or for indie spotlight submissions. Follow us at facebook.com/radmetal, twitter.com/radmetal666, and instagram.com/radioactivemetal. This has been a presentation of Radioactive Metal. It's not metal unless it's radioactive metal.